April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. John Addison is a contingent assistant professor in the Department of English here at Northern Michigan University. He is also a cigar box guitar builder and a father of two.
Trucks. Nights, it seems, I hear trucks snorting at dumpsters and snow piles more clearly than daytimes. Plows bowl through drifts with slow warning beeps that puncture even the diesel's growls to float over whole city blocks gentle as snow. And sometimes in my sleep I'll hear the pickup of the veterinarian across the street lurch out on some night call, and know that through the long winter dark, trucks wheeze on their rounds, tendering warm loaves from the bakery, hosing gas into the shrunken bellies of gas stations. Sometimes, nearly asleep, I feel the sub-audible bass of them rumble past, thrumming through all the pipes in my body until even my hairs lift and listen. And sometimes, traveling late at night, I see trucks hove to at the shoulder, listing slightly, like giant heads bowed in sleep. For my boots. See the dignity of these old boots. They've cradled my feet miles of sidewalks, through the sting of potholes and salt grime. See how the leather darkens closer to the sole, the poor footpad crunched down hard onto pavements over and over. See these creases and scars. They walk out over the leather like heart lines. Sometimes I feel my feet inside the boots, tarsals and metatarsals floating in beds of cartilage, the feet like piglets waking up, eager to drag me over steamrollered asphalt, squirming and rooting through garbage, all but for the patience of these boots. They keep the stride steady, pointed straight over the horizon. This is a poem from my time in Pittsburgh in grad school. It's called Poem from the Cat on Wallingford Street. From across the street, the cat mews at me. All day it has been cooped up, pacing the length of a sofa back, batting at the sway of hung plants. Its voice snags me in my funk. I stop, shape my throat for the stretches of this new language, and mew back. The cat perks, eyes the restlessness in my slouch, pours itself into the street. I crouch at the curb, hand out to take the offered rub of its body. The cat nudges my hand, climbs to the hunch of my shoulders, holds the purr of its breath to my ear. For a moment, this small world settles its fur closer to my fur, the strange trust of two such doubters, and then melts back into the darkness. Homemade angel. My fight's long gone when they dragged me heel first into a dazzle of lights and voices and hands. I'm listless, strapped sternum ankle and chin to a table of stone. First they open me like a fish, carve a smile down my whole whitened length, and I've waited so long I'm thankful. I want them to empty me. I want to be made hollow as a beached canoe, and I want to help. This hurts, but when their hands stir inside me, I can feel the change, a tiny fluttering of wings promising what I'm to become, too beautiful for this world, something so pure it wouldn't bend light. And when their fists finally beat down, as all along I knew they had to, my whole body reverberates like a cathedral, each echo taking flight, sharp and clear as a bee sting, each blow a small miracle.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth. Thanks for listening.